For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the week one reaction, overreaction to the team right here in our own backyard, Kansas City Chiefs. Now, this is an uncomfortable conversation for me to have because I love this individual. I think that this individual should have his jersey retired at his alma mater. He is one of my favorite Chiefs of all time. We got to have a conversation about Nick Bolton, man. They're not paying him. I know. That's disappointing to me, too. They're not paying Nick Bolton, man. Nick Bolton was bad on Thursday. He was bad. There's no other way to put it. I can't say it any differently than that. He was not good. He is not their best linebacker today. Leo Chenal is their best linebacker right now. He was everywhere on Thursday. Nick Bolton was everywhere, too. Usually just one or two steps behind. I don't know if it's the injury. I don't know if it's playing hesitant. I don't know what it is. That Nick Bolton that we saw play on Thursday, that is not the same Nick Bolton that played for the Chiefs a couple of years ago. And you are going into a contract year where this is about going to go get the bag at a position in which very few linebackers are getting the bag. You are not a pass rush, get after the quarterback. You're a coverage run stop. That is not what you did on Thursday for the Kansas City Chiefs. He was not good. Now, Derek Johnson was on Fesco earlier today. Here's what he had to say about Nick Bolton. He is far more qualified to speak on this than I am. Here's Derek Johnson.
We're not far off. It's never as bad as you think it is. It's never as good as you think it is. Mm-hmm. It's just one of those things you have to figure out how to shut a tight end or a certain play down. And there were times where Nick's eyes were bad or his technique wasn't quite on par. And they would take advantage of it at times, but trust me, I got plenty of confidence in Nick Bolton. Trust me. You talk about I call him ATM, automatic tackling machine. But I tell you what, Drew Tranquil, our defense is going to be really solid again this year. So I can't wait for just throughout the season, just the ups and downs of everything. And trust me, Nick is good.
So Nick Bolton was banged up last year. He only had 60 combined tackles, 22 assists. It was a down year for him. 2022 was a monster season. 180 tackles, 72 assists, had a couple of sacks. I think you could argue that he was one of the best players in the league at his position. It is go get it time for Nick Bolton. That's what it is. It is very simple. The bag is out there. This is your last year. Either you go get the bag from the Chiefs or you go get the bag from somebody else. But that bag, you got to play better than you played on Thursday. There are not many holes I think you can poke on the Chiefs defense for how they played. I thought they played exceptionally well. I thought they did a really good job against Derrick Henry. I thought they did a good job in stopping the pass. Jalen Watson, we talked about him last week as your number two corner. There were a lot of bright spots and a lot of positives on that defense. If you want a week one overreaction from me about the Chiefs, it was about Nick Bolton. I thought he was a weak link on their defense, and we went from Nick Bolton being one of those foundation pieces that you had to keep on your defense to him not being the best linebacker on the team, and that happened in a very short period of time.
Derek Johnson knows more about linebacker than I ever will, but when he says his eyes betrayed him and he was in the wrong position at times and his technique betrayed him, that's alarming to me, not only for this season, but long-term, because this is not some rookie. Like, if we had said, 2-3 years ago when Nick Bolton's rookie, his eyes betrayed him a little bit and his technique wasn't great and, he struggled at times. You'd be like, hey, you would tell me exactly, woo-saw, it's week one. But Nick Bolton's the green dot. Nick Bolton's the leader of this defense. Nick Bolton and Steve Spagnuolo have been, you know, what's that meme where it's, you know, Rocky and Apollo Creed and they do the handshake? They've been that way since Nick Bolton showed up. Steve Spagnuolo has talked about him being one of the smartest linebackers on the team, and he's making, I don't want to say rookie mistakes, but problematic mistakes. You could argue one of the reasons why Isaiah Likely was so good is because Nick Bolton flat out could not cover him at all.
Not at all.
Like, what do you always say? He was cooked food out there. So I always thought the Chiefs were never going to re-sign him long-term. I think this offseason showed you that. He was one of the guys going into a contract year, and there was no smoke, no talk, no buzz, no nothing around Nick Bolton. So I think Nick Bolton needs to clean up this season. I think he can clean up this season, but unless he takes like a Drew Tranquil type of contract, I think any talk of him being a Chief in 2025 is pretty much gone, especially considering Leo Chenal, who's cheaper and under contract, looked light years better than him on Thursday. Light years better.
And if that's the conversation that we're having, then I do think it's an overreaction. Like right now on the text on CDOT, don't overreact just yet. Let's give Bolton another week or two to get his legs from under him. To me, this is about what is your expectation and what do you think he is? If you're telling me that you think he's Drew Tranquil, that they're going to bring him back on a three-year, $19 million deal, then sure, he's fine. If that's the conversation that now that's where we think Nick Bolton is, that we think he is in the three-year, $19 million, fine. If you think that, because I would say, based on what I've seen in the one-week overreaction and based on how last year was and he was banged up, is he closer to being that? I guess it's three things. Is he close to being at the top of the market? Because the top of the market is Roquan Smith, 5'4", $100 million. I'm not giving Nick Bolton $100 million. It's Fred Warner making $19 million. It's Tremaine Edmonds making $18 million a year, 4 for 72. Chiefs fans, are you giving Nick Bolton 4 for 72 right now? That's the high end of the market. I would then say there's that middle tier of the market. That's where Drew Tranquil is. 3 years, $19 million, a good contract for a good player. And then there's that one-year prove-it deal. That's what Willie Gay signed. Willie Gay signed a one-year deal for $3 million. Which one do you think he's closer to? Because I don't think he's close to that ceiling. I'm not giving it to him. If I'm Brett Veach, I'm not giving you 4 years, $72 million. We think we can get this production from elsewhere. Is he a guy that signs one of those mid deals, or is he a guy that at the end of this season goes to play for the Tennessee Titans on a one-year prove-it deal and balls out and then tries to hit free agency? Some of it is you've been banged up. You haven't played a lot of football of late. Let's see you get back into the swing of things. But there were not a lot of negatives on their defense. Nick Bolton was a negative for their defense in week one against the Baltimore Ravens.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I'm John Aran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.